dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in to
dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow,
you need work in your career.
Steady J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your survival. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music was with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And I got my special guest co-hostess who's been with me all week, my girl, Tina Mata. What's up?
Hey. Yeah, that's oh, you finally gave me the claps today.
I decided to be good. It'd be nice today. Today's nice day.
Good.
But no, man, I'm glad to have everybody, man, and it's a blessing. We made it to another show. It means God blesses another day, and I'm exactly. glad to see that God bless you for day two, T.
Yeah, you know, every day, all day.
All day, all day, all day. Matter of fact, I'm over here right now. I love when I'll be trying to do 10 things at the same time while I'm doing the show.
Me too.
I'm over here trying to tweet the show out. And man, ooh. I'm telling y'all, my brain be trying to do so much trying to do this at the same time. Because especially when something requires a lot of thinking that I can't just type it out my brain.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like, how you ever talking to somebody and you listen to what they're saying and you try to text somebody back and you type what they said? Like,
I hate, being on the phone. Oh, nothing worse than being on the phone with someone texts you, and somebody hits you up on Facebook chat. Oh, then sometimes somebody hits you up on IG DM at the same time, so you be having to work extra hard. Hey, she retreated that quick as hell.
Wow.
Damn, girl, you retreated that quick as hell. She had her retweet button on the trigger. Okay, she's like, boom! I just put that out 2 seconds ago. Goodness. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my God, do you ever watch that show? Do you ever watch those shows, Little Women LA and Little Women ATL?
No.
Oh my God. Like, they really be on there fighting. They be fighting hard. Like, Love and Hip Hop and them be fighting, but no, not like they be on Little Women LA and Little Women ATL. They stay
little
fighting.
People can fight.
Man, I saw this girl. She got drugged on ATL. She got drugged, man. She grabbed her by the hair and dragged her behind across the ground. I was like, dang. These little people, man, they vicious.
We sure is. You don't take that.
Oh,
that
you ain't
don't
that.
Matter.
You little, but you ain't that kind. You short. It's a short. You ain't a little.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Like I really am scared of that.
Go for the knees.
Like,
Go for the knees.
Man, don't let these little people hit me, man. Because I ain't trying to go out like that.
Go for the knees. That's what, you It's all that stuff. Don't feel the
need, man. No, because you got part of that extra work in to reach down and hit them. Like, that's too much, man. That's way too much. and they just attacking you.
Well, don't mess with them.
And then especially if they hit you them knees good enough, you come down to their level. Now they're from the F you up now. Nah, they get me to the ground. True. I'm just going to suplex their ass. They don't want to do that. So, oh, my God.
If y'all hear me crushing these chips, I'm so sorry. I am hungry.
So let me see if I didn't yell at you or not. Did you vote this week?
Mm-mm. Have a good work.
Oh, you didn't vote? Oh, no. Well, I need to have your state come to the separate from the congregation real quick, because your state, most of it is for Donald Trump. I need to have a real discussion. Virginia, most of them voted for the primary, Republican primary. Most of them voted for Donald Trump. I need to have a serious discussion with them. Well, what's most going on? Are the people out there crazy as hell or something? Goodness.
I guess. You got to ask them that.
So, yeah, I damn sure made sure I voted out here. Donald Trump didn't win. Donald Trump wasn't on top here, but I don't like Ted Cruz either. So, I voted for Bernie Sanders, for those who are wondering.
It don't matter who wins for real, y'all.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You tell me it don't matter. You're going to find out real quick it matters. It makes a big difference. It matters.
The president is a face over stuff for real.
All right. You're going to find out, especially with Donald Trump. You surely don't want him to be in office. And matter of fact, they had on the ballot here in Texas, they actually had minimum wage on there. I was like, whoa, okay. They talk about raising minimum wage on this one. I'm about to put four. Because, man, I'm all about it, man.
Put $4 more.
Man, help people get that money, man. I'm all for it. But, no, I don't think it's, I just hope it doesn't, because, I just hope we don't get some stunt pulled on us to where we make the extra money and then all
you
of a sudden
pay it back on
some
taxes.
Well, not necessarily that, but some real foul BS happens to where now they raise the cost of stuff like tremendously. Like gas is under $2 here. I need to remain under $2. Especially
but
the fact that because I put super premium in my car, so I need them not to do that to me.
Well, technically, they're not going to really raise it up that high because, first of all, you got to think about the company. You know, if they raise everybody's salary or whatever the case may be, they might go out of business and you ain't going to have no job.
You know what? That's a great point to some spots, yeah. I think that's not necessarily that it'll go out of business. It's going to be more so they're going to have less people. They're not going to have as many people working at some spots.
Mm-hmm.
Some places
they're going to have budget cuts. They're going to make how certain places where you work, you have discounts. Oh, no. You ain't going to have no discount. We pay you $15 an hour. You can afford to pay for this.
But you know what? The damn discounts weren't all about that anyway. Especially when I worked at, when I worked in retail. It didn't really too much matter. Mm-hmm. I hardly use my damn discount.
I use mine. I still use mine.
It's crazy because I don't even work there no more. And I ain't gonna say what it is. I ain't trying to get me in trouble. But shoot, they still begin. They go on there. They still give me a discount.
They
be treating me like I'm a goddamn celebrity.
It's like you get the discount. You be like, yeah. It ain't that much. But when you stop working it and you got to buy stuff from there, you be like, oh, I wish I had my discount.
Shit, I still get mine there. So I'm good to go. They see, that's city. Go ahead. And all of a sudden, I see that little minus whatever hit that little
screen.
POS system screen, yeah. I'm like, oh, ooh. Yeah. Shout out to having the discount.
So now we're talking.
I still get discounts in the food court sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know where you work at. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's the mall. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I already know.
I'm
going to
say
I do
mall.
Work at in the mall. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you'll never figure out where I work until I told you. Know,
no,
some people didn't know until I told them. Like, you work where? So, yeah, that. I ain't gonna come out and say because again, y'all ain't ready for Mesa.
A female.
You're not from Mesa, my hookup. Shoot, y'all that. So, shoot. That being said, maybe we're gonna go to a music break. We come back. We begin ready to interview Neek. So,
and we come back. Hopefully, I don't finish my chips, so y'all gonna hear me crunching.
Yes, goodness, man. I hear you low key. You were doing a good job. I heard you low key doing it, and then you got real into it. I was like, her trifles, man.
But I'm hungry.
We'll be back, everyone.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
You be tripping off these people. I be living, I say I be flowing, it really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decisions. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama, you can leave that all outside, you can leave that all outside.
Back, hold on.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J on Life After Dusk and The Dust Spot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was the name. That was the person who just did that song, actually, Red Shades. Shout out to my Boston fam out there showing love.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice song.
Yeah, I mean, I got to see the video. The video is dope, too, because she's a videographer, too, and, man, she makes some really dope videos.
She's a videoologist.
yeah, videographer. Goodness, I hate that word. It's one of them words that get you stuck, be video, whatever, videographer.
Well, send me the link.
Yes, I'm gonna do that. Yeah, she. Cause another one too. Like it's always some throw. So on that one, they got like the old school cars riding around and stuff. So it's dope. All right, so I think that's Neek there. Let me see. My intuition is telling me is this you, Neek?
What's the number?
Yes, this is me.
What's
that
up?
That was so rude. Is this you, Neek? Now what if it was?
Sometimes I know because one person kept calling and hanging up, and it wasn't her. And they every time, I guess this is what they were going to try to do. Remember how we tell you that sometimes some people call in and they'll try to say something racist and hang up? I think that was one of those things. because they call from a blocked number, and then, yeah. And I guess because they realized I was in the green room, they didn't want to answer, they didn't want to talk.
That's lame.
A lot of people do that. I told you. You thought I was making up tales. I'm like, man, they starting tonight. See, I've been dodging that. I gotta deal with it. Goodness. But Sneak, it's a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
We're supposed to have you on Monday. I'm glad you got you on Wednesday because, see, you should let Angel keep Wednesday. You should just came on Monday because. Let me tell you why you shouldn't pick Wednesday because Wednesday is known as Hump Day After Dusk. And that's where it gets, like, amped up to another level. So I'm going to really, really get your business.
That's fine. Oh, Lord. Don't give me a hard time.
Because it's the last show of the week. And that's when I go in. So, yes. I bring all the energy I didn't have on my Monday shows, it gets put into the Wednesday show. So,
okay. See, I ain't know all that.
It's too late now. We got you, though. So, first off, explain to everybody why you decided to start modeling and what made you start taking it serious.
Well, ever since I was little, I used to love taking pictures and standing in front of the camera. So one time my mama told me I should just go ahead and model since I love taking pictures so much. So I was like, okay. So as I got older, I was looking for people, you know, to take pictures of me, and I got into, like, just modeling school. So it kind of helped me out, you know, more better to take pictures and, you know, modeling and all that. And then I hooked up with a couple of friends, like Tisha, for example. She put me on. So, I mean, I just want to get myself out there. I really want to make that as my career.
Oh, no. What modeling school did you go to?
Huh?
What modeling school did you go to?
Barbizon.
Okay. I'm familiar with Barbizon.
Yeah, I went to, yep. One of them. So, it was all right. I didn't really like it, but it helped.
Yeah, I was hearing mixed reviews. And I like that because some people are like, well, you know. I like people that come here that's honest about that. It's all right. Like,
well, you know, it ain't good and it ain't bad. So, it's in between. It all depends on how you take it.
You know how T-shirts, don't do that.
That's how people be. They be like, well, it ain't good and it ain't bad. It's in between. What? How is it helping me to say if I want to go? If you say it's in between. In between what?
Well, you should try out for yourself then. You probably like it more than I did.
Nah, that's dead. I don't like nobody telling me what to do.
See, that's See?
No, but you see, you know what? This is me going out and for the audience, and this is why I talk about all the time about how important this is. It seems like paying, like, just going off of, like, how y'all move, that y'all actually do your own research. And that's the thing. The reason why those schools are in place is for the people who need more structure to go research, but y'all do that on your own, so y'all don't necessarily need the schools.
It's for the immature.
I don't know about that.
But I ain't going to say no name.
Don't do that. Not on here. Not on the radio.
It's the people. It's the people in North Carolina. I want to start naming, but I'm gonna be good today.
We gotta keep it that way.
Because what did I always say, everybody? I don't do free promotion for people I don't fuck with. So
if I say that name, that's like
exactly, and I don't even like you. Right.
Oh, my goodness. I don't like y'all for real. All right, so so now so you being an adult now and modeling, you know, you the kind of looking out, and this not being on a hater type of mindset or nothing, but just looking out into the rest of the industry and seeing how now, like, because you do post on Instagram some of your work. But you got some people that's in this that's only just trying to post something on Instagram, which we call them Instagram models. What's your thoughts on that, you know, and the problems you go through with people trying to put you in that same bubble?
Well, I haven't heard it yet. I know I'm going to end up hearing it sooner or later that I'm an IG model, which I'm not trying to be, you know, label as. I'm trying to make it further than them.
Yeah, just tell them this though.
Turn likes into money.
Exactly. I'm not trying to be in magazines and stuff. You know.
Exactly.
Commercials, not just taking pictures just to take them. I'm trying to do more than that.
Exactly, because I don't be getting it. Like, these people, you come approach them by opportunity, they're like, oh, no, I'm not. And then all of a sudden, you know, you see them just wasting their pictures away, posting on Instagram, and then they wonder why they're not into the modeling that long, because you never took it serious to begin with.
Yeah, they just think it's taking pictures and posting it on there, which is not. It's more to it.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
And they think, and they don't realize the work I got to go through with the posing. Man, I've done for like 7 photo shoots, and I had to do one. I had to stand in one position with my fucking leg up the whole time for like 20 minutes. No, this shit's not fucking easy.
It's really not. It's
you
not.
You gotta sit in one spot under some hot ass light.
Shoot, ask Tisha, my shoot with her. I had a hard time at the beginning.
what were some of the things that made it hard, you know, what kind of the problems you were going through?
Well, since I haven't did it in a while, so long, I had to figure out what to do, how to pose, what type of poses to do, what to wear, what look good together, do I look right? Like, I just had a hard time, and then I got used, you know, got comfortable, so I was like, okay, now I'm getting the hang of it.
Most definitely. All right, I'm going to let
She
I'm
took a shot of Henny, and she was going brazy.
It was not no Henny.
Oh, Lord. Which, you know, I'm going to bring something. I got an appointment to bring up about that later. But so you just remember what T just said. It's going to have something to do. I'll bring up later. So just remember that. But I'm going to throw the mic to T. Let T grill you for a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Okay, come on.
It ain't gonna be that bad.
Don't fall
people
for that.
People said I was.
She like,
I don't know what you
was
like.
She had age of gold like she was in the courtroom.
It was not that bad. People said
good.
I was not bad, but it wasn't that bad.
Yo, I love it.
I wish I could have heard hers.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love when people do that. She's like a Wendy Williams in the making. I love it.
Ooh, don't you compare me to that.
Ooh.
Not look like, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Like how she be grilling people. See, you know Wendy Williams be grilling the hell out of folks.
Yeah, the shade.
Yeah, come on. You know I'm going to play you like that. Come on now.
All right. Had to blow off my book. Let me see.
You know what? Come on.
The book of questions.
Yeah, see. I got my theme song. Okay. So what are your goals as a model?
Well, my goals are to do more than to take pictures. I mean, I really want to get, like, out there being magazines, commercials, you know, like model for Victoria's Secret, you know, being videos. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to get out there.
That's what they call it, though.
Basically, I'm trying to do that, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be stuck, you know, in Virginia doing this. I can't. I feel like I ain't going to get nowhere being here doing that. So I'm just trying to get myself out there.
You know what? I'm going to jump in on that. You just made me. I asked you a side question on that. Like, what's the scene, from your point of view, what is the scene like out there for models?
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, think on that one. For real, you know, I wasn't prepared for these type of questions yet.
You never know. You never know what's coming up.
I know.
I felt like I was, somebody said I was too hard on justice.
No, just a tad. But I like, no, she was really good. She was really good, though. I gave her a hard time, but I did it to everybody.
You know what I'm
saying. I'm a tough critic. I'm a tough critic because when I see great, if I see someone that's hungry for something, I'll be on their ass. The people who I know, the people who ain't about nothing, I let them just go on and do what they do because they not going to grow for nothing. It's the ones that's serious. I'm going to be on them.
They don't expire. You know the word.
All right, so I'm gonna come back to that question. So think on it.
He ain't gonna remember the question. So don't worry.
Yes, I am. Trust me. What's a modeling scene out like there in your opinion out there in Virginia? Oh, I remember it. don't think I'm gonna forget. All right, so I'm gonna go back to T. Let her get you. Go ahead, T.
Do you have any limitations when it's come to modeling?
Good question.
Oh, limitations is what? Like what?
As in the type of clothes?
No, not really. I mean, I can, let's see, like baby suits and jumpsuits and rompers and all that and dresses. I don't mind modeling.
What about no clothes?
Oh, no clothes. Now, with that,
it just depends on who you're working with.
Yeah, my boyfriend, now, if he's comfortable with it, then, hey, I'll do it. I mean, there's no problem.
I'm going to tell you how you do this. You just let him know, okay, you shooting the pictures, and you remind him that he's the person that gets to play with that stuff when you get home. That's all you got to do. Bam. Remind him that.
He knows
that.
You
got a free poster.
True.
You got a free poster.
Well, he knows that. I mean, I'd be comfortable with it if it was, you know, it was new, but
it depends on the photographer, though. I guess that's your point.
Yeah.
Because some of them photographers be, oh, I can't wait till she get naked. Oh yeah, you know, they be thirsty.
I don't know what type you been working with, but
hey, I was just trying to say that.
Nah, you might. Shit, yeah, you talking about Virginia? You might want to go check some of these other states. Because there's some people out there that's like that. California, Georgia, they be on some, it be some people, they be trying to hurry up and get y'all naked as fast as possible. And you can always tell the ones that's too thirsty, because they rush you. They be trying to rush you. Yo, come on, all right, let's do the news now. Why are you in such a rush? you can tell they whack at sex because they don't know how to do no type of foreplay. Don't like just let it marinate. They just want to just take your clothes off and let's fuck. That's the whole mindset.
Just hop right into it.
And forget all that. You know what the deal is.
Goodness, like, no, they okay. don't put no slow music on or nothing.
None at all. That's too much. Okay, who are some of your favorite models and designers, and why?
Ooh, let's see. Favorite models. Do I got a favorite model? I don't think I have a favorite model, to be honest.
Favorite designer?
Favorite model.
Well, let's see. My favorite designer. Do I have a favorite designer? I don't have none either.
Oh, my Lord.
Hold on.
I like to explore different stuff. And sometimes if I like all of them, I'm just not going to have a favorite. It can't just be one favorite.
You try to play politics, and you don't want to single no one out, and you can like get picked if you only pick a certain.
I'm so serious. I don't have a favorite design. Well, not
I
yet,
don't either.
I don't.
If I like
yeah.
it, I'm getting it.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite designer yet. I found one.
So it sounds like you're more of a person, like you don't necessarily go for the design, and you more so go for what looks good.
And because the designer is all popular, you know what I mean? His clothes is what I like.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen y'all work, like, really focus on the designers more so. Y'all kind of just pick what works.
Yeah. I had one designer thing. It was Victoria's Secret. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but yeah, that's fine. I mean, but it's not over. You're not oversaturated. You're not overdoing it, like, all the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Not until they pay them. Not until they pay them checks.
Pay me to wear it. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm putting it out in the atmosphere. Y'all better start paying them checks.
What do you dislike about modeling?
Let's see. Being told what to do, basically.
Oh, my God. You might as well stop while you... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and quit right now.
No, I mean, I can listen sometimes, but gosh, just let me try on my own for a little bit. And then if it ain't working out, then go ahead and help me, tell me.
But some photographers know what they want, and they want to... exactly what they got in their mind, so they're going to tell you exactly how they want you to do it.
I understand that, but still, let me try, like, let me give you a sense of what I have first, and then if you don't like it, then okay, let's go with what you got.
Yeah. I mean, they're paying you, they ain't going to care what you got to say for real.
I swear I've just had this conversation with a photographer before I got on the show, and he was saying... His mindset was actually, like, he likes the model. He lets the model do them. And then if it's not, and then he'll kind of guide them if they seem a little lost or something. But because that way it comes off natural. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
All right, Rick, if you're listening, she just gave me kudos for that. I was just talking to someone, I swear, that's crazy. I was just had this conversation right literally 5-10 minutes before the show.
Wow.
How would you describe working with a photographer that you work with? How would you describe that?
Let's see. Describe him? Like how, I mean, describe
not,
the photographer?
Not as in, yeah, like as in his work, his environment.
Uh-oh. He was, you know, a little, I ain't gonna say a little professional. He was professional. And, you know, don't do that. You know who I'm talking about, but don't do that. I ain't trying to throw no shade at him.
The way you said it, though. He was a little, I'm not gonna say a little. Okay, let's rewind.
I ain't gonna care about that because our pictures did turn out. I mean, the pictures he take, they do turn out nice, and I liked them. Some of them, not all of them. I mean, because I did, you know.
I mean, you're not going to like every picture.
Yeah, trust me. Ooh, man.
Oh, I know. It was a lot of them I really didn't like. But, I mean, he was very professional with it and neat.
I went through 100 pictures, saw five out of, like, another one. I just did.
Yeah, that sounds like me. But sometimes I go back and go, ooh, I like this one.
Yeah, I do the same, too.
So the ones you don't like, you probably like them like 2-4 weeks later.
I was hate. When you pick, it's a picture you hate, but someone tell you, oh, you should go ahead and post that one. That one's a really good one.
Oh, my
and then
God,
get a
yes.
Lot of, but then it get a lot of love from people. You'd be so confused. I don't think I like that one, but okay.
Yes. I experienced that.
Okay. So what do you think determines a good photographer and a bad photographer?
Good photographer. Let's see. He knows what he's doing, and he's directing you the right way of how you pose them. You know, do your shoot and pose. A bad one. Oh Lord, I don't know about a bad one. I really can't speak on that because I really can't speak on that because I never had a bad, you know, photographer ever since I've been taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to.
Same
pickle.
Here.
Yeah, I know how to.
Mm-hmm.
Pickle. You can't pick any bad.
So you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got another question for you, and I told you I was going to dig in your business. God damn, this girl in the strip club every fucking day. Okay, since I set up my tile line, I got to start reading people.
Oh, Lord.
If you ain't, man, hold on. That's a side note. If you ain't work, man, I just don't be getting it. If you ain't working at the strip club and you there every day, that's kind of fucking lame to me, man. Like, and I should never hear you complain about being broke. That's on you. You decide to go there and blow your money every goddamn day. Okay, I'm going to steal people's timeline. I'm not going to do this because the person I know is a person that
anyway,
even told
why
me
he
about.
On that. Describe the atmosphere when you're at a shoot. Like, do you play music? Do you talk to the photographer between shoots? Excuse me.
I really don't like music. I really don't have music playing. I don't like it. I kind of found it disturbing. So I just, you know, rather have, like, I'd rather hear the photographer. Yeah, you see me when we had our shoot and he was playing that music and I told him, can he turn it down? I can't focus with that.
That is so weird.
I'm not weird.
You know what? You know, remember I told you I was going to bring something up later on the show? It's coming up right here. It is just back
Lord.
To that Henny joke that T was talking about. It didn't stop you from word. It didn't stop you from doing that.
Look at him.
Okay.
You was over there. Guess what? Oh, look at me. Okay.
No, he's weird. I got her.
He's not weird. I don't know.
He was over there. Get it, boy. That was all him. It was no back. I thought she was in it like Drake. She had Drake behind her. Like it was Drake and Rihanna over there.
Oh,
was
no.
Over there. She was over
Snapchat.
There giving it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, shout out to that. Okay, I'm going to throw it back to
Snapchat.
I told you it was going to come back up eventually. I told you. That
I knew it. Yeah, he was
back.
Like.
Mm-hmm. He only remembered it because I was talking about music. And if I wouldn't have brought that question up, he wouldn't have thought about it.
No, that wasn't a question. That was a different point. The question I'm still going to ask at the end, I still remember that one. Don't worry.
You probably wrote it down.
No, it's in my brain. True story, I never write down my questions unless someone insist that I send them the questions beforehand, which is very rare, but I don't like that because then I feel too damn prepared and I feel like I feel too damn rehearsed and don't come out natural.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, people
will rehearse their answer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, I love to model because it's like, what the fuck? Is y'all practicing this shit when y'all got here? That shit don't be mad. That shit be so fucking. I be watching some of these interviews. But I can tell y'all rehearsed this shit. Don't be surprised. And I love how they try so hard, pretend they're so surprised. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Surprised. Come on.
She be like,
No, they be like, woo. Right?
Look at that fake behind breath. Well, let me tell you, come on. Come on. All right, speaking of being more in your business, got to tell us about being in your personal business, and it is Wednesday. I mean, so, as far as, this is, and it is, again, it's hump day. We call it hump day on here because of humping. That being said, what's the freakiest place you've ever humped at?
Had sex. He's trying to
be playground. The playground.
The playground. Where were you on at the playground?
On the slab.
She was on that slab.
Do not laugh. That is not funny.
He was on the slab. So he pushed you on the slab.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the slab.
Yeah, at the end. Not on top. Not in the middle. At the end.
See, you, oh my God, that is hilarious. The slide.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right there down for some of the users. Okay. I'll use that idea. What was the second place? Second most place? That's the first. That's the first on the show.
You said
that's
the
second.
What would come in second place?
Let me see. I would say in the car. Yeah,
Everybody
done that, yeah.
That was the second place.
It does depend on where. The question, where on the car is where it gets, is the unique part. You know, I didn't done on the hood before.
On the back of the trunk.
Okay, he was making, he was getting the junk in the trunk, y'all, he was on the trunk, okay. No, I swear, I've never heard say slide on here, so... You're now in the Hall of Fame. We got to put you on there. Anytime someone says a new one, we got to put you on the Hall of Fame. Cause I'm trying to think. One of the crazy ones I heard on here, kid you not, someone was having sex in the elevator.
What?
I wouldn't try that.
You said they were having, and it was people in the elevator.
They're some
savages.
Right. I'd be like, excuse me, can y'all get off on the floor?
Right. They're savage. I can't
do
that.
Didn't mean me either.
That's one of the craziest. I'm trying to think what comes in second. That's why one is in the Hall of Fame. Though, I was like, when I hear new ones, that's a good one. Now, I ain't done on the slide. I did it on the track before.
Oh no! I'm just scared.
Wow!
Like not the train tracks, but like the track or like track and field.
Okay. Now I would have did that. You know, in a bleacher, something.
On your mark, get set, ready, go! Oh my God! Okay. All right. Next thing. Next. I'm gonna let T, and because T. Oh, T got some good stuff for you too. Okay, so I got nothing for you.
Like what?
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done?
Lord, the most embarrassing thing I've done. Let's see. Okay, I was walking in the mall one day and got on the escalator, and you know, it was like a crowd full of people behind me. And I had, like, the bubble guts so bad, and I had to let it out.
I think I would have hit you.
I was trying to make it to the bathroom.
The question was it loud? Was it super smelly? What?
It was silent. Silent, but deadly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know everybody looks like, what the world is this?
I was trying to make it to the bathroom as fast as I could, but I guess that didn't work, so.
With duck walking?
No, we don't do all that.
Like, nah. Hey, I make it. Oh, Nino, I'm gonna use that to get you someday. Like, you try to get you try to jump on me, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get
what?
You.
You gonna get me? I ain't gonna do that.
I'll tell you, one day she go off on me, I'm gonna bring it up.
Okay, I'm not gonna do that.
Okay. All right, see.
Let's see. What is the freakiest thing you've done? Not the place, but the thing that you've done.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let's see. Got to take it way back.
I gotta get my tea. Let me get my cup of tea over here. Sip this.
Don't
tea.
Do that. The freakiest thing I did was have a threesome.
Wait.
Me too.
Hold on.
Me too.
Wait. Hold on. What? Let's sit at the table real quick. I mean, that was, now this show that got a little, this Wednesday hump day that got real humpy now. Okay, so explain how it all went down. What led to this happening?
Okay, I'm pretty sure
we got different stories, so, you know, I want to find, let's get into this. It's already interesting. I'm you next, T, but need you first to be the guest for the week.
The person okay, who has no longer in service.
Y'all terrible. All
right.
Hey, she asked me, but since she asked. Okay, so explain how it all led to going down. You know, the short version of the story.
Okay, well, the girl I used to be cool with, she invited me over her house. And she had her boyfriend over there, and we ended up smoking, you know, and drinking, chilling, and, you know, from there, it just happened.
Right. See, like, it's nothing you could explain. You just, in the spirit of
I mean, of course, yeah, that was, I wasn't like, oh, tell me every move, position y'all did. Yeah, that wasn't.
Oh, no. Nah.
It was
I
more
wouldn't
so
even remember.
What led Ooh. To it. It was more so on that. Huh? That's always the interesting part. Everyone can kind of use their own imagination from that point.
Yeah.
It's what led
yeah.
to it is the question.
It went down in the DM. It went down.
All right, T, you on the clock. So yeah, because Neek ain't going to let you get away with this one.
Well, I was drunk.
You
was
what?
Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I know plenty of people that been drunk. That don't mean they go have a threesome. So explain how this
well,
all went down, man.
That's just between me and them.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what about you? Since you were asking this question, what about
right.
you?
Oh, I said I haven't. Oh, Lord. Oh, that's why I enjoy listening to other people's stories because I haven't, unfortunately.
But
why
I'm a question, not that.
Oh, no, what do you mean? The question I asked at the beginning, you're talking about that?
No, the question that I asked.
Oh, the freakiest thing I've ever done?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to tell
you
the freakiest
thing. They make you laugh.
She did get, she sounded like God on that one. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Like, okay, God, he gave
my right.
God.
Lord.
This would be place end thing. Okay, so I'm going to try to make this story as short as possible. It's the part I told most
Please.
Of it because it's interesting.
Spare me the details, too.
Oh, I ain't gonna get too deep into it. But
well,
led. It's a good story. It's a really good story.
Okay.
No, so we actually went to the step show after party at my school. And after that, we went and kicked it over to this girl house. Her and her friends has come over there. We was playing blackjack.
Oh,
and
my God.
So, yeah. So, we was playing blackjack.
Y'all was gambling.
Wait, no way. Just wait. Hold on. Yes, I told you. See how this, I told you it'd get interesting. Okay, so what was online was.
No, money,
was, no it wasn't money at all. It was whoever. It was because it was Battle of the Sexes. And. Mm. Yeah, so and it was a and if we get eliminated, of course you get eliminated as you went, and so it was my homeboy and this girl left, and so of course whoever won, whichever team won, the other team had to give them a lap dance or whatever, and so my homeboy, oh he had 19, I still remember he had 19, and I'm like, dude, you finna do what? He told her to pull the card. I'm like, dude,
oh,
lose.
He's terrible. You do not.
And he hit 21.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
lucky.
Shit, it's going down.
Lucky.
So yeah,
right.
So it went down. And
somebody was looking out for him.
Yes, and while I was doing that, then someone got a little
Someone said they got cold.
They were getting cold. They wanted some coverage. They was getting cold, and then them covering something happened. So there you go.
How old was y'all? Y'all had to be at least 18 or 19.
No, because I was in college. So.
I know that cover room.
21. No, air worked because we ended up using. Yeah, we were because she was at her house, so she can get away with stuff like that. So it was. I was 20, 21.
Oh my God!
So,
she must have been one of those. So I creep.
Yeah. Oh, she's one of them. Hey, she's one of them freaky African chicks.
Yeah,
that's,
we know.
That's what it was. Them African chicks be. Let
Ooh,
me tell you.
I ain't even in it with you. Mm-mm. Stereotype.
Let me tell you. Now, no one's at UNT. Shout out to UNT. Get a shout out, University of North Texas. Got some of the baddest African chicks in the world there. Goodness.
Y'all know
who y'all are. Yes, I've had. I won't call myself a thought, but I've had thoughtish ways. So
I didn't just call you a thought. If the shoe fits, then you lace it up.
No, I'm just telling you that. I've had thoughtish ways. Just not quite a thought, but thoughtish ways. You know, we all have a little thought in us.
I mean that in a good way.
Not like you run around just fucking everybody.
Ain't no good way about that.
No, because it's just like when you about to, example, like when someone about to smash the significant other, you know how they always say, I'm trying to bring the hoe out of you. You know how they say that? Like that.
Oh, I don't understand what you're saying, but I ain't never had nobody say
that. Because when you think about it, you kind of go ham, but you're not really thinking about it. You're not, baby, tonight we're making love.
Oh, my God.
Can you be gentle with me? Oh, no, they want you to be. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They want none of this. They want to hear
it. Yeah, we ain't taking no calls tonight.
Right.
I know. You know what? I'm all for that. This is a really good conversation. It really was. I'm going to call us.
Let the callers come in.
That's why I have her online. Look what I said. Now, as soon as I said that, press you button. See how you working? Okay. I want to let you know that I was online. Okay. All right. Who we got? Caller?
Okay. I thought he was just listening.
Okay. See. Put them back on the mute. They be on that bullshit. Press the one. Yes. And then they went and scurried away. Y'all corny for that. Anyway, not y'all. I'm talking about the person who called in. They corny for that.
Oh, I was wondering, like, what the hell?
They real corny.
Who you talking about?
But no, so what can we expect from you within the next coming months for your modeling?
Well, in the next couple of months, at least be on somebody's magazine, calendar, or a video shoot.
Most definitely. Hey, I'm putting it right. I'm let the world know. Sometimes I let people know moves when they're already in the works because you can't stop them. So if it's already in the works, you can't stop the move. Heck, we are trying to plan an idea. Shout out to me, T. I ain't gonna get too much into it. We planted something, so y'all get y'all coins. Yeah. Y'all can buy this up and support these ladies. So don't be broke.
Yeah. Right.
Get ready to spend some coins.
Broke money.
I'm excited. I got about right now. I'm throwing a hint out there so people, y'all just got a hint. I got a spot right on the wall waiting for y'all. So I'm ready.
All right.
No, I like that. Honestly, it's kind of a serious moment. I just like supporting people that support me. And I like the fact that from day one, not one complaint from y'all. Y'all was serious and y'all supported. Y'all keep the way y'all supported y'all interview. Y'all went above and beyond doing that. When it came to being on the site, y'all went above and beyond doing that. Y'all was working as a unit, which a lot of these other cities that be coming on here sometimes don't do that. They come on by themselves and they wonder why they're not getting them as, you know, they're not bringing them as traction because you try to do everything by your damn self. But it's all right to have a team sometimes. And I respect that about y'all. Y'all going to be more powerful because y'all believe in working in numbers. So people need to take notes about that. And this is a very serious moment because I'm sick. I'm sick of some of y'all moms out there that's messing shit up for the moms out here that's serious. And y'all really making it hard because sometimes it annoys me. I got to swim past y'all, and it takes me forever to find the T's of the world, the Angels of the world, the Neeks of the world because I got to deal with a bunch of bullshit. So
the T's and the Neeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Shut up,
because
you were petty for that. I heard that.
Yes, sir. So again, I appreciate y'all, man. I really do. And
you're welcome. Anytime.
Y'all wish I had my own. My thing would be from 10 to 12.
Yes. Oh yeah. I forgot. I can go ahead and let the cat out of the bag on that. Because it's gonna be. I forget. I like the curtain open sometimes when we go on the show. Is it going to be next week or the week after? Starting Tuesday,
I think
going to have
the week after.
Yeah, because I just looked at the date. You're right. So T's going to start having their own show here on every Tuesday, and it'll be 2 hours because you know we do an hour on Monday and Wednesdays. So she got you covered. And that's 10. That's 10 to 12 Eastern. That means wherever you are else in the world, convert the damn time to your fucking time zone, and come check it out.
All right, I definitely will.
And I got me a first co-host and a first interviewer.
Oh, congratulations! Okay,
I gotta listen to that.
Oh, me? Why I gotta be first? Well, you know what? I'm down.
You the co-host.
Okay.
So y'all stay tuned, man. Because we'll have a logo out soon in the name of the show. So y'all stay tuned. That's part of the reason why T's been co-hosting with me this week. You know, just kind of getting
peace
used to
buying
it,
hair
so.
Grease. That could be my thing every time I'm in peace buying hair grease. Just kidding.
Hey,
you know
that's
what?
A good code. That's a good code.
I'm just kidding.
Nah, real talk. That was kind of dope. That was kind of dope.
Yeah. See, y'all from the country, so y'all don't know what
it means. Hey, my thing. Hey, some people kind of thought my thing was corny, but now people be quoting that mug. Now they be like, "Well, there's a J." People, I swear, people answer the phone. Go, "Well, there's a J, there's a way." I be like, "Damn, okay, cool. I'm using my shit. Okay, I'm feeling that." So
right.
Yeah.
Well, you see T, you see me. No, that wouldn't even sound right.
Hey. But go, Neek, let them know how they can find you, or as we call on the show, how they can stalk you.
Do that. Well, y'all can add me on Facebook at Janiqua Fisher. Hit me up at Instagram at Queen Me with 4 underscores. Follow my Twitter at Caramel Queen, and my Snapchat, She's Petite.
Okay. And y'all, I've been tripping, y'all accents been tripping me out. Because at first, I was like, dang, y'all, I know y'all probably get there, they're going to beat me up for this, but y'all kind of got a little bit of that, but maybe that's just like how it is in some parts of Virginia.
Oh.
That sounds like New Orleans accent.
Come on, I
got to
give a shout out real quick.
Go ahead, give them shout outs up.
So, I got a, what do you call it, a comment on Instagram from, Zimmery Photography or whatever. His Instagram is Can, I don't know how to pronounce it, so I'm going to spell it out, C-A-N-O-N-T, the number 2 and 1. So he said, interesting show. So y'all shout out to him, y'all go follow him, and y'all go, y'all, if you're a model, go work with him. Yeah. And it's not a one, it's an I. My bad.
Ooh.
Ain't it? Correction, correction,
correction. Oh, okay. Ken and T1.
T-I.
T-I. T-I. Like the, yeah, does say it's like the camera. Canon 2
I. Yeah.
I was like, wait, hold on. That's a camera name. That's dope. That's dope.
Right?
All right,
chill out. Show. So shout out to him. And
yeah, I just peeped it.
Yeah.
So again, I think everyone that supports us, man. And again, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ, CEDDYJ. All the shows, including TV shows that come, it's going to be on iTunes as well. It'll be on TuneIn Radio app and on the Stitcher Radio app. So you got too many damn ways you can listen to the show. Too many.
And three. The link in my bio.
Bam. There you go. All right. That being said, everybody, roll on
Reminding you
what to do no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J, oh, there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to episode of Life at This Love, your boy, City J. And, oh, it's Wednesday. So, Wednesday, we always give out the public service announcement. That is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right.
Please do it.
Yes. Are we out? I'm blessed, guys. Thank you, God, for blessing us another day.
Oh, and
thank
one
you for
more
great
thing.
Guests.
And one yes. more thing. Don't hurt nobody else, man. No. We don't need no homicides on Thursday morning.
Bye, y'all.